and it will go on Peyton Husky, her first personal first team foul. Lady Bombers come out playing a 2-3 zone. They stack everything inside the arc, and Buffalo will work the ball around the perimeter, trying to find a seam and an opening in that Lady Bomber defense. Skip pass goes cross-court into the hands of Courtney Austin. And then Austin backs it back out, works around the horn of Maddie Jacobs. No inside passing as of yet. It's all been outside. A long-range three is off the mark. Courtney Austin couldn't get to go, but tracked down her own long rebound, drives in, right-hand layup no good, and Lady Bomber rebound is hauled in by Leah Jackson. Lady Bombers in their home white uniforms, blue numbers and lettering outlined in gold. And on a dribble drive, a foul called on Lady Bison's Bethany Lancaster. First foul called on her. That will leave the Lady Bombers with the basketball underneath their own basket. Emily Payne looks to trigger. We'll get it into Emma Martin. Her shot from 15, just a touch too long off the back of the rim, no good. And a rebound by Leah Jackson brought back out to mid-floor before the offense reset by Emily Payne. Buffalo going with the 2-3 zone themselves and a travel violation. Leah Jackson got just a little bit foot loose and fancy free out beyond the arc over on the right side. She thought about the three, and before she heaved it up, just took that one little bunny hop. And the travel violation was called. We played just over a minute. No score here in the early going. As a three out of the deep right corner, no good by Madison Andrew for Buffalo. Back up the floor on the fast break. Pull-up jumper from 10. Rattles around and finally falls for Emma Martin. Her first basket, and the Lady Bombers have drawn first blood. They lead 2-0. Lady Bombers stay in that zone defense. A short corner jumper from the left side. Off the mark by Madison Andrews, actually at the side of the backboard before caroming back out. And now an interior pass as Buffalo got it back. A skip pass goes through the lane and is last touched by Buffalo as it goes out of bounds off of Bethany Lancaster. For a 17 tournament here at Fair Grove, this is a pretty solid tournament. You've got teams from all classifications in Southwest Missouri, anywhere from Class 2 all the way up to Class 5. And just as an example, Lebanon, a 7 seed, gave the top seed Clever all they wanted. A 3 from the left wing, no good by Peyton Husky. An offensive board and putback is good by Anna Grace Foreman. So the putback by Foreman gets a 4-point lead to the Lady Bombers with 5:44 left in the opening quarter. Mountain Home staying in that zone defense, and it's worked so far. Why change it? They will collapse on Courtney Austin over on the left wing. She dribbles out of it with a pass to Maddie Jacobs, wing right side. Jacobs bounces at the high post and is off the mark. Stolen away by Emily Payne. Payne in transition. Can't get the layup to go, but there again with the follow is Anna Grace Foreman. So Foreman with a couple of offensive boards and has 2 baskets to show for it. She's got 4, and Tom Stokes says he needs a timeout. Buffalo timeout. They're down by 6 here in the early going. 5:10 left in the opening quarter. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here as Mountain Home leads 6-0 here in the early going. Go back to that bracket we were telling you about earlier. Clever Lebanon, the top part of the 4-team bracket that Mountain Home is in. Lady Bombers on the bottom half with Buffalo. Fairgrove, Monette, and Rogersville. Rogersville, just to the east of Springfield, makes up the 3 teams that will all play pool play. And that will go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. So nobody's going to play, well, actually, Monette will play back-to-back nights in that. And then whoever loses this game will also play on back-to-back nights. We know Lebanon will be in one of those games tomorrow night as a steal. It is taken away by Emma Martin, who steps in front of the pass, and another Buffalo turnover. And the Lady Bombers look to convert, and they will as Emma Martin takes a step inside the arc and knocks one down from 18. 8-0, Lady Bombers. 3 at the other end. Looking for the answer is Emily Rice. She comes up dry. A rebound by Emma Martin. Martin leads the fast break 3-on-2. Drives all the way in herself. And she's fouled on her way to the rack, and she'll shoot 2. Foul is on Emily Rice on Buffalo, her first. That is the second team foul, and Emma Martin is set to shoot two. First is short, and that will bring in for the Bombers, Kate Gilbert. Kate Gilbert, a 5'10 sophomore on the floor. As Martin set to shoot another, Leah Jackson gets a quick breather. As the free throw from Emma Martin is good, she's got five. So five for Emma Martin. Lead is up to nine as Lady Bombers are pitching a shutout, leading 9-0, 4:20 left in the opening quarter. Interior pass, they found the seam to get it down to the low post to Madison Andrews. Andrews couldn't get it to go, and then she tries to fight for her own rebound and ends up picking up the foul. Thing against the 2-3 zone is you got to find the open seam, and it's either going to be in the short corner or it could be up at the top of the circle or a wing, and they found the one that was down on the low post as a travel violation called on the Bombers. And the Mountain Home turnover will give it back to Lady Bison. Two-three zone extends out just a little bit further now as Courtney Austin heaves one up from 18, misses off the back of the backboard, got her own rebound again. Second time she's done that. Another long-range shot, no good, and then Maddie Jacobs with the offensive board, and Buffalo is finally in the scoring column as Maddie Jacobs banks it off the window for two. 9-2, Mountain Home leads by seven. Feed to the low post. Good crossover move to take it up strong. And Anna Grace Foreman's up to 6 points. 11-2. Extends that lead back out to nine. Looking mid-post is Lancaster for Buffalo. Then a kick out for a three from Emily Rice. It's no good. Another offensive board by Buffalo. And this one's going to be put back by Courtney Austin. Her first points of the game. And with a zone, two things happen rebounding-wise. Either you have everybody packed in and rebounding comes easier with the zone, or you don't check everyone off, block everyone out, and someone gets an easy rebound. And that's what happened when Courtney Austin got a rebound and putback. Then at the other end, a foul is called on Bethany Lancaster. She picks up her second. And we'll put Emma Martin back at the line. And Emma was one of two her last trip to the charity stripe, and she makes her front end of two here. Madison Andrews back in for Buffalo. Back in for the Lady Bombers is Leah Jackson, so she only got about a minute and a half break. As we're inside 3 minutes in the first period, and the second free throw from Emma Martin is good. She's made three straight, and it's a 13-4. Mountain Home lead. Andrews on the baseline. Gets cut off and throws it into backcourt. She tried to find Emily Rice, and Rice had it go off of her fingertips into backcourt. And the violation will give it to the Lady Bombers. Mountain Home will inbound near sideline, just to the other side of the scorer's table. We are courtside on the Mountain Home bench side as a driving layup by Kate Gilbert is good. Her first point. Lead back to 11-15-4 and then nearly taken away, but Peyton Husky reached in and got just a little too much skin, and Peyton Husky gets caught with her hand in the cookie jar. She has her second. That is the second Mountain Home foul. Both of them have gone to Peyton Husky. Inbound and then quick return pass goes to Emily Rice. Ryers fires up the three ball from the corner right side, no good, and a Mountain Home rebound. And the Lady Bombers look to build on their 11-point lead. Baseline right side jumper from Husky is blocked and blocked out of bounds. And we'll give it to the Lady Bombers down on the baseline. Emma Martin, wing right side. Camping out inside was Anna Grace Foreman. They found her right underneath the basket, and she is hip-checked, and another Buffalo foul. This time it is notched up on Allie Maddox, her first. Maddox checked in at the last break. She is a 5'8 senior. That is the fifth team foul, so not quite yet into the bonus for the Lady Bombers. A good head fake, and then a step around the flying defender that was going out to block the shot, and Kate Gilbert knocks down the elbow jumper from the right side. She's got four. Lead is out to 13, 17-4. Inside 2 minutes left. Austin on the dribble drive. Had her shot blocked not once but twice, and on the second block there is a foul with the body, and it is called on Anna Grace Foreman. First foul on Foreman, third foul on the Lady Bombers. And Courtney Austin will be awarded two free throws, the first of which is good. Tyra Penn in for the Lady Bombers. Tyra is a 6'1 senior. She will come in and give Anna Grace Foreman a breather. Second shot from Austin, no good. So Austin able to get one of two from the foul line, cut it back to the 12-point game, 17-5. And then after the rebound, Lady Bombers go back on the attack. Three from the left wing, up and down. Kate Gilbert with the first trifecta of the day for Lady Bombers. She hits a big one from long range, puts Mountain Home up by 15. Perimeter ball movement again with minute 14 left. Leads to a three from the left wing by Austin that's no good. Lady Bomber rebound in transition, going coast to coast. This time, Kate Gilbert can't get the first shot to go. Picked up the loose scrum for it on the floor. Puts up a shot that is no good, but a foul is called, and it will go against Buffalo. That is the first personal foul on Bella Young and the sixth Buffalo foul. So on the next Buffalo foul, Lady Bombers will shoot some free throws. We've got a minute left in the first quarter, so nearly an entire quarter, or over an entire quarter, Mountain Home will have an opportunity to shoot some free throws. Here's a block shot. Courtney Austin brings it back for Buffalo. Count the baskets. She gets the continuation, and she'll shoot for a three-point play. Austin with five. She'll shoot for six, and the foul was on number 24, Emma Martin. Austin finishes the three-point play, so she's up to six, and the lead is down to 12, 20-8 for Mountain Home. 40 seconds and counting, opening quarter. Right side jumper from Leah Jackson from wing extended is no good, but an offensive board again for Mountain Home, down to 30 seconds left. Lob inside. First a high post pass, then a low post pass, and it was too low as it was intended for Kyra Penn, and she ends up stepping down on the baseline. So an unforced turnover, if you will. We'll give it back to Buffalo, and they will be in no hurry to get the ball down the floor. Courtney Austin will slowly walk it across and finally get it across the timeline with 13 seconds left. Buffalo trails by 12. Have an opportunity to get it down to a single-digit lead after one quarter. Austin drives. Left-hand layup no good with 2 seconds left. The Mountain Home rebound. Long-range shot from three-quarters court almost goes, but not quite for Kate Gilbert. So after one, an impressive first quarter for the Lady Bombers. They lead 20-8 over Buffalo, and you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983.